From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hi, everybody. Today's question, is the ability to multitask a valuable skill? On the surface, it sounds good, doesn't it? Well, I need to burst your bubble. Research says the ability to multitask is actually a myth. Our brains don't multitask. And if you think yours can, you're kidding yourself. One of the pioneer researchers on multitasking was a Stanford professor named Clifford Nass. He passed away in 2013. And if you take a look at his obituary in the New York Times, it teaches you quite a bit about the futility of multitasking. I'm going to quote from it. It says, one of his most publicized research projects was a 2009 study on multitasking. And it goes on to quote him. We all bet multitaskers were going to be stars at something, he said in an interview with the PBS program Frontline. We were absolutely shocked. We lost all our bets. It turns out multitaskers are terrible at every aspect of multitasking. They're terrible at ignoring irrelevant information. They're terrible at keeping information in their head nicely and neatly organized. And they're terrible at switching from one task to another. He added, quote, one would think that if people were bad at multitasking, they'd stop. However, when we talk with the multitaskers, they seem to think they're great at it and seem totally unfazed and totally able to do more and more. Again, that was from the New York Times. But wait, there's more. Let's hear from another researcher from the University of California, Irvine, Gloria Mark. She told Fast Company magazine about her research and said she found that it took an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds for people to get back on task after interruptions. The most counterproductive interruptions, according to Mark, are the ones that take us off task or off topic when we're moving from one project to another. Actually, it's less taxing, in fact, sometimes seen as positive if the interruption is related to the task at hand. For example, if you're looking up information about your issue or talking with someone else who's focused on it. But when we do a major change-up, work on a wholly different thought, or slip away to check Facebook or email, we pay a price. Here's what Professor Mark wrote in a research paper, and it's called The Cost of Interrupted Work, More Speed and Stress. Quote, when people are constantly interrupted, they develop a mode of working faster and writing less to compensate for the time they know they will lose by being interrupted. Yet working faster with interruptions has its cost. People in the interrupted conditions experienced a higher workload, more stress, higher frustration, more time pressure, and effort. So, not only is multitasking a myth, when we try it, it takes a toll. So what do we do about it? Well, we need to set priorities. We need to plan. We need to reduce distractions. If that task is important, you may have to turn off your email, and you may have to swear off Facebook for a little while. You may have to put up a sign that says, do not disturb. But if you feel the need to be connected perhaps to your immediate team, but not attentive to all email, you could use one of the private messaging apps like Slack or HipChat. If you're a manager, be aware of the many tasks you are asking folks to do, often at the same time, often with similar deadlines. Help them by structuring workload and workflow and deadlines, and think twice before you interrupt them casually. Is it really necessary? Could you mark your messages or emails so people know you need an immediate reply or when you can wait a little while until they finish the task at hand? And now, knowing what we know, let's stop asking people we want to hire or promote if they're good at multitasking. We know they're not. Let's ask them instead if they're good at prioritizing, if they're good at dealing with digital temptations, if they're good at dealing with the stress that interruptions can cause. How do they manage it? And let's ask them how we, their colleagues, can be of help. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler.